Hello, my brave young friends. I am Captain Veer, a fearless soldier in the Indian Army and a proud citizen of India, just like you. Since I was here on vacation, so I thought, why not meet my young friends and share some stories about bravery and courage with them? So, here I am with a great story just for you. Let me tell you the story of a great emperor of India. This king's life can easily be divided into two parts. The first part of his journey was marked by his cruelty, while the second part of his life was the exact opposite. He became a kind-hearted, loving, and tolerant king of India. Tolerant means the kind of king who respects all religions and beliefs, without being partial to anyone. This is the story of the famous Maurya Emperor, Ashoka the Great. Many centuries ago, a great king by the name of Chandragupta Maurya gave rise to the rule of the Maurya dynasty on this great land. Like New Delhi is the capital of India today, the Mauryas had their capital in Magad. Chandragupta was succeeded by his son Bindusar. Bindusar had many queens and a total of 101 children. One of these 101 children of Bindusar was called Ashoka Vardhana Maurya. Ashoka had later changed his own name to Devanampiya Piyadasi Ashok, which means Ashoka, the dearly beloved of the gods. I know it's a mouthful, so we will simply call him Ashoka from here on. Now, Ashoka, even as a child, was extremely strong and intelligent. He was a master of the martial arts and combat skills, and also an expert in politics. As he was growing up, he began to realize that all of his brothers were too weak compared to him. He was confident that when his father retires, he will choose Ashoka as his successor, as he was the most able of his sons. Little did Ashoka know that the king had a soft corner for his first son, Susima, and he disliked Ashoka too much to give him the throne. Bindusar knew that Ashoka was eyeing the throne for years. So, he planned to deceive Ashoka. He sent Ashoka to a place called Takshila, many days of travel away from Magad. His plan was to coronate Susima as the king in Ashoka's absence and get done with it. As good as the plan sounded, fate decided to intervene. As soon as Ashoka left for Takshila, Bindusar fell very sick. Before he could name his son the next king, Bindusar died and the throne was empty. When Ashoka got the news of his father's death, he returned home and found out what Bindusar was planning to do. He was enraged by this act of his father, and in that anger, he slayed all of his brothers. All except Susima, who escaped and ran far away from his crazy brother. This cruelty and blind rage of Ashoka earned him the name of Chand Ashok, which means Ashoka the Cruel. Ashoka was now the only living heir left to take the throne, and no one dared to challenge him. Then began Ashoka's campaign to expand his empire by acquiring more and more kingdoms. He conquered these kingdoms by fighting wars that cost many lives. At this point, it may seem impossible that Ashoka ever became a great and kind-hearted king. Isn't it? But it did happen. A major incident in his life changed the way he thought of the world around him. You want to know what that instance was? Listen carefully. While Ashoka's empire grew larger day by day, it reached beyond the borders of India. It spread all the way to the Middle East. However, there was one state within India itself that was proving to be too strong, even for the likes of Ashoka. This state was called Kalinga, which is known today as Odisha. The king of Kalinga was a powerful man, and he refused to give in to Ashoka. This bothered Ashoka a lot. He could not believe that this tiny state was giving him so much trouble, like a thorn stuck in an elephant's foot. Soon, Ashoka amassed a massive army and attacked Kalinga with great force. The battle between Ashoka and Kalinga raged on for months. Lives were lost in thousands. In fact, some historians say that close to 1 lakh soldiers and countless horses and livestock lost their lives to win Ashoka the Battle of Kalinga. When he did, Ashoka soon received news that the king of Kalinga had been killed and Ashoka had won. To celebrate his victory, Ashoka made his way to the battlefield. But the sight that greeted Ashoka pained him so much that he wept when he saw the death and destruction he had caused. He cried in regret and said, "Oh dear Lord, what have I done? For the sake of my ego, I caused so much death and grief. I promise never to fight a war to satisfy my greed ever again. This shall never happen under my watch again. I will bring peace and happiness to the world from now on. I will care for my subjects and spread the message of love throughout my empire." With that promise, Ashoka gave up violence completely. He had heard a lot about Buddha and his teachings from Buddhist monks. Buddhists believe that the main cause of all suffering is desire. If we give up desire, we can rid ourselves of pain and suffering. Ashoka took this to his heart and became a Buddhist himself. He began caring for his people and advanced the message of peace and kindness throughout his empire. In fact, people gave him a new name. He was not Chand Ashoka anymore, but he was now known as Dhammashoka, the Ashoka who followed a religious path. Ashoka even went on to build schools and hospitals for his subjects. He got wells constructed to help travelers quench their thirst. Some of Ashoka's biggest gifts to India that you can see even today were the Ashoka Stambha, or iron pillars with Ashoka's messages on them. These can still be found in several places around Asia and the Middle East. He had sent out many of his children to different corners of the world to promote the message of Lord Buddha, a message of peace. The Sanchi Stupa built by Ashoka still stands as a testament to his devotion to Buddhism. Even the blue wheel in the Indian flag, known as the Ashoka Chakra, was given by Ashoka. The four-headed lion facing north, south, east, and west was the symbol of Ashoka, depicting the rule of justice and truth in every direction. It is today the national emblem of India. Fascinating, isn't it? So, this was the story of one of India's bravest emperors, Samrat Ashoka of the Maurya dynasty. But why do you think he is considered to be brave? Well, friends, bravery is not only about fighting an external enemy and winning over him. It's about being able to fight the enemy within yourself. You see, Ashoka could fight battles on the outside, but more importantly, what made Ashoka great was this. He fought his own cruel nature and became a good person. Dhamma Ashoka won the battle against Chand Ashoka. And that is not easy to achieve. Now, it's time for me to leave, but I promise to come back with another story of a brave and mighty king of India the next time. Until then, take care. And yes, Jai Hind!